You're listening to Fitter Kids, and it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned.
And if you're wondering who Fitter Kids are,
we are students from 3-4 Reggio from Collingwood College.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.
Hi, I'm Imran.
Hi, I'm Isaac.
And we're from Collingwood College.
When did you start playing the guitar?
Well, when did I start playing guitar? I have been playing guitar not too long before I met Rory. I was a drummer.
And we've been in the band for 15 years.
2006 we met.
Yeah, so before you kids were born.
2006? I was born in 2012, actually.
There you go. So we're a bit before your time. So, yeah, I've been playing guitar for, how long is that, 15 years?
15 years we've been together.
But I've been playing music for about 30 years.
And I've been playing music pretty much all my life because my dad is a music producer.
Which is how we met.
Oh, okay. How does it really feel like being in a band, you two? Like, how does it feel like?
Oh, well, it's mainly fun, but it can also, when you're on the road or trying to organise a show, it can be challenging.
Yeah, it can be challenging. But out of all the occupations to choose, very passionate about it, and I just love it. I love playing music. I love being, just having the audience appreciate our songs. We work really hard on our songs. So.
Yes, and we just last Sunday we played a show at the Northcote Social Club, which is our favourite place to play, and it was our first show since the COVID hiatus, and it never felt better.
It was a really good vibe in the room, wasn't it? Yeah.
What does it feel like travelling the world around?
Well, we've done 14 international tours and more shows in Australia than you could poke a stick at. I reckon 500 plus shows lifetime?
Yeah, 554 to be exact.
Wow.
Yeah, look, we love travelling the world. As I said, we've been, I think, 10 countries.
Yeah.
From Italy and Sweden and America and Canada.
I'm from America too. I was born there.
That's the annoying part of Rory, we say. No, oh, look, in some ways we feel very privileged as musicians to be able to travel the world playing our music and meeting different people and lots of different cultures. And, yeah, I just see it as a privilege, really.
So, how does it feel like being on stage? Like,
I think it's just really rewarding because we work really hard in the studio, writing and recording the songs, and in the rehearsal room preparing for that show. And when we come on stage and we start playing, and it's just like it's just all the fruits of our labour being born there.
Yeah, look, I love the stage too. I think the main reason why we do it is we just love, me personally, I love writing songs and recording the songs, and performing them live is the catalyst. It's the way we get to see the audience's reaction to our songs and to our melodies. That if we like them and the audience likes them, we feel like we've done the right thing. And when we get off stage, a lot of musicians, they call it Dr. Showbiz. So after you play your show, you feel on top of the world. And, even on Sunday when we performed, I forgot how good it feels when you come off stage and you've done all the hard work and you have a great show.
And it just, what it did was it made me feel grateful, even more grateful, how lucky we are here in Australia to be playing a live show in the middle of a global pandemic.
Wow.
Very privileged.
How long have you been exactly in the band?
Well, Rowan and I started the band in April 2006.
Okay.
I met Rowan through my dad in January that year.
There you go. You did ask exactly, and Rory has those answers, whereas I can't remember. But, yeah, since 2006. So, funnily, I was working part-time in disability services, and friends of mine were working with Jonathan Burnside, Rory's dad. And so Jonathan's a sort of renowned record producer, so I was really keen to meet him. And I remember Jonathan saying to me, "So, Rowan, you're a drummer, how do you make money?" And I said, "Oh, look, I work in disability part-time." And he said, "You should come and have a barbecue at my house and meet Rory." And so I did that. We went along, and Rory's little brothers were stealing food from his plate. So I sort of went in to help him out. And funny thing happened when we got back to work. That was on Christmas holidays. When we got back to work, I'd applied for some money to the government to start a band with people with disability and forgot all about it. But when I got back to work, we found out that we won the grant. So I rang Jonathan up and Rory and just said, "Look, I forgot about this, but we wrote a grant to start a band. Would you be interested in starting a band?" And Rory said, "Yes, so long as I can sing." So we got together, we wrote... Well, I'd said to Rory, so I'd started a song called "Don't Break My Heart," and
yes, that's on YouTube.
It is on YouTube.
Sorry.
And so one of the first questions Rory asked me was, "Can you die from a broken heart?" And I said, "Oh, I've just written a song called 'Don't Break My Heart,' but Rory really wanted to know if you could
cut
die."
Cut to the chase.
Yeah, cut to the chase. So that sort of started our relationship and musical relationship, and it's one of my favourite songs.
It's the one that stood the test of time.
That's right, we're still playing it.
Have you ever had stage fright?
Well, no, I mean, I think as I've sort of taken the band more seriously, not so much stage fright, but I'm just really feel like, hey, I really want to put in the best show I possibly can, you know, not just cruising and think it's all a piece of cake.
Yeah, I never used to get nervous as a drummer in all the other bands, but when really interrupted perform, you never know what's going to happen.
Like there's two types of nervous. There's the, "Oh, I think I'm going to bugger this up," or "I just want to do the best I possibly can." And with me, it's the best, I want to do the best I possibly can.
Yeah, so that's why we get a little bit nervous. I wouldn't say stage fright as
no,
such.
No, stage fright is the type of nervous where, "Oh, I think I'm going to muck this up."
Yeah, and maybe you wouldn't enter the stage.
Yeah.
But definitely nervous. It's not... because you want to do well.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a fear of failure.
I know.
It's a want for success.
What was your favourite show?
Ooh. Well, as we're saying on the way here, I think we've done 54.
I would have to say... Sunday was probably our most rewarding show because it was our first show since COVID. And this time last year, we had no idea when we were going to be able to get back playing live, and particularly in July, August, when we had the big lockdown. It just, honestly, at that time, it felt like a lifetime away. So yeah. In that sense, it was probably right up there.
Yeah, I can see why that would be.
And it was on my birthday as well.
Double whammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that must have hurt a lot.
Well, we brought out a cake. We nearly burnt his hair off. Because he didn't realise the candles were alight. It was pretty funny. But I would say, out of all the shows, possibly the first show we ever did, because I didn't know if it was ever going to happen.
Yeah, probably the first one and the last one. The first one since COVID, yeah.
But I think playing the United Nations in New York was really a nice. Big highlight. Yeah, it was a lot of effort to get there, and it was the first time we travelled overseas together, and everything that went wrong did go wrong. But we had a great show, and, you know, we played in front of a world audience. It felt really special.
What was your band when you were little? Favourite band?
Well, I've never really had a favourite band as such. I just love a good song, good catchy song.
So what's one of your
favourite songs? What kind of songs do you really like?
Look, I love the Beatles when I was little and always have. crowded house, Mental as Anything. In fact, we played with Mental as Anything in March 2013.
Yeah, I knew we'd play with them. I didn't know when it was. There you go. I'm a bit the same. I love good songs, but when I was growing up, I used to love Kiss and AC/DC.
Those are bands that Sam, our vibe guy, really is into.
Yeah, Sam's on stage with this young guy with no hair, the bald guy. He does costume changes and he wears different capes on stage. It's pretty funny. And usually he goes around people's stealing people's drinks or their food.
Like, I saw Love Till You Die.
Love You Till I Die?
Yeah. He was not wearing any cap there.
No, we're wearing red. I think he wanted to, but the people who were helping us make the film clip had uniforms for us. We had to wear red skibbies and things.
White.
Yeah. The white, was it? Yeah, well, there you go. I forget. But it's always a lot of fun making clips and doing all the things and coming here and answering questions. We love it.
I have one more question, though.
Go ahead.
How many jobs did you have?
Before playing in the band?
Yeah. And after?
Well, we're sort of lucky. I do this as a full-time job. And before this, I might have had 4 or 5 jobs. And I didn't love them as much as I love this job.
What was it? What was the jobs?
What were the jobs? Well, as a kid, I used to push trolleys at Safeway.
You got to be off your trolley to be doing that. Well, to have that sort of job, you've got to be a nut job.
All right, let's wrap it up there, Isaac. Do you want to say a big thank you?
Yeah, thank you for coming, really.
It's our pleasure.
Pleasure, Isaac. Like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Lovely to meet you, kids.
Lovely to meet you, too.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.